7 as we now talk what happened at Caulfield this morning. Rob Nicholson was there. How are you, Rob?
Not too bad, Nadia.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about these stable by stable. And first of all, Hootson will line up in the Manicato on Friday night.
Yes, very much so, Nadia. And Hootson's been based out at Caulfield for a number of weeks and hasn't put a foot wrong since its Moya run. And she went out to Moonee Valley on Saturday morning for her final preparation and galloped over 800 metres on the course proper in 50.56, and it was a nice gallop indeed, and came home the last 400 metres in 23.21, which was pretty impressive work. And Toby Edmonds gave it the three thumbs up in a message, so he's more than pleased with the way the mare's coming into the race, and looked very strong race indeed. But she does have a great affinity with Moonee Valley, and went very close to Nature Strip in track record time prior to the Moya, and just was a little bit luckless in the Moya Stakes. I think the Manicato drawn barrier 4, if she can get a nice run in transit, I think she'll be right there amongst the finishers in what looks to be a terrific Group 1 on Friday night, Nadia.
For sure. Let's talk a little bit about a few for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace.
Yes, Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace probably got the unexpected win with Mask of Time on Saturday, probably the least fancied of their runners. And look, they go into Saturday's English Banner with a couple of runners nominated, the Mobot, Salome, also worked this morning with, as Warren touched on just previously, with Aaron Purcell's Substantial and Chicago Bull for the Peter Gallagher stable. Salome was pretty good with that 600 metre gallop in company, and they ran 38.65 for the 600 and home their last 400 in 24.56. Salome probably looks the pick of the 2-year-olds for Kieran and Dave, but look, there's some nice horses there. The Mobot's one that could be a nice little sneaky chance if it does run. They've also got Black Sail lining up on Friday night in a benchmark 84 handicap, and it was a heart-in-the-mouth type win at Cranbourne last start, where it did everything to lose the race but still managed to put the nose in front right on the line and get the win. But it prepared down at the beach for Kieran and Dave, and Black Sail, certainly a talented horse when he puts his mind on the job, and they're going to be hoping for much the same on Friday night. And if he puts a little bit of focus into his racing and can run home strongly, he'll certainly be competitive. Magnum Opus is one that's nominated for the Drummond Golf Vase and is unlikely to run at this stage, but they're still to decide. They'll have a look at him later today, and if he does run, he'll be backing up. Hopefully he can produce a good run for the Maher and Eustace stable. Tomorrow, Nadia, they've got Wall of Fire going around in the Geelong Cup, and it's another horse that's been ticking along quite nicely, and I'd expect Wall of Fire to run very, very well. Speaking to Dave Eustace this morning, he said that the horse is ticking all the boxes, and they're pretty pleased with him going into the Geelong Cup. Well, they'll also run Sheriff John Stone at Geelong tomorrow, and he's been going very nicely. Training partnership were more than pleased with the way he goes into tomorrow's races, and they think he's got a terrific chance when he goes around in race 5 out there at Geelong.
Okay, there's a few this week, and what about for Mick Price?
Mick Price, he doesn't have a great deal of runners going around this weekend, but he's got Miss Admiration, who went out to Moonee Valley this morning, nominated to run in the Moonee Valley Gold Cup. She worked over 1,600 metres this morning in a minute 56.06 and cruised home her last 400 metres in 26.15 over the last 400. Wasn't asked to do too much. And, look, she's in terrific order, more a maintenance gallop than anything else, Nadia, and has got some pretty good form. Was probably a little bit disappointing last start, but prior to that was good up in Sydney and very competitive in a number of races. I think being at the Valley in the Moonee Valley Gold Cup, she'll give a great account of herself. Mick's also got Downhearted nominated for the Benchmark 84 handicap, and it worked over 1,000 metres in evens this morning and came home the last 400 in 24.5. Is a horse that a bit of a bread and butter horse, and continues to give his all in each race, and hopefully he can produce a nice run for the stable. Princess of Queens will go around at Geelong tomorrow, Nadia, in preference to going around on Friday night and Saturday at the Valley. Going along quite nicely, and the work's been pretty good. While Octobello, who won the Cranbourne Cup last start, was nominated to run in the Moonee Valley Gold Cup, but Mick probably will send the horse to the Sale Cup on Sunday. And Octobello worked 1,200 metres in company this morning in evens and came home the last 400 metres in 24.73 and did it quite nicely. Didn't push too hard and was very much on the bit and hit the line quite stylishly. So Octobello certainly a big chance in the Sale Cup on his last start win, and I think Miss Admiration can be very competitive in the Moonee Valley Gold Cup on Saturday.
And Waging War heads to the Open?
Yes, the Open Handicap, Waging War for Leon McDonald and Andrew Glyas, is being stabled with Andrew Noblet at the moment, and it had a really nice gallop over 1,800 metres this morning in evens, and looks in terrific order. Came home the last 600 metres in 37.5 on the steeple grass, and I think Waging War's a horse that's knocking on the door to get a win, and could be a nice little chance each way on Friday night. You would expect that if he can run up to his best, he'll certainly be in the top couple if he doesn't win. Andrew Noblet, in saying... Speaking about Waging War, he has Special Alert nominated Friday night to run in the Fillies and Mares Handicap, and she's one of those horses at the moment that's burning the track up on the training track but can't quite seem to do the same on race night or race day. Worked very well Saturday morning, according to Andrew, over a mile, and came home the last 600 metres in 38. Looks to be starting to get a little bit of an idea of how to best get the best out of Special Alert, and hopefully she can produce her WA Oaks winning form and produce that on Friday night in the Fillies and Mares Handicap, Nadia.
What's John Sadler got in?
John Sadler's got a big night out in the 1300 Australia Stakes, I believe it is, and it'll be ridden by Damien Lane, and worked over 800 metres this morning in 52 and came home the last 400 in 25 on the steeplegrass. As a nice horse and should be competitive, while another horse he's picked up, Shoko, will run in the Power Flow Solutions Stakes or Handicap, I believe it is, and it will be ridden by Linda Meach, and it worked 1,000 metres in 1:08 this morning and ran home the last 600 in 37.75 on the steeplegrass. John was quietly pleased about Sir Coney winning on Saturday at Caulfield, and took no credit whatsoever for the horse's win. Gave all the credit to Peter Morgan, who had the horse absolutely in superb condition when he arrived at the Sadler Stable.
And also Clinton McDonald's got a couple in?
He does. He's got a couple nominated. Causeway Girls nominated for a number of races. The Super Vobis 3-year-old handicap, the 1300 Australia Stakes and the Crockett Stakes, and at the moment undecided which way he'll go. Worked over 800 metres this morning in evens, did Causeway Girl, and came home the last 400 metres in 25, just on the bit. Looked a nice gallop, and she's a horse that has a little bit of talent. If she can produce it on the weekend, I think she'll be very competitive. Star Fortune will line up in the Benchmark 84 handicap, Nadia, I believe on Friday night, and went 1,000 metres in evens this morning and ran home the last 400 metres in 24.92, and looks to be in pretty good order, Star Fortune, who's been in work for a fair bit of time, but holding condition well.
OK, and what, is there anything else of note to take out of the morning?
Just speaking to Manny Galligatis at Caulfield this morning, he's very pleased with the way Chicago Bull is. It's been based at Caulfield leading up to this run, and it's worked this morning, as Warren touched on just prior. He's a horse that's got a bit of ability, and they think he can be a very good horse indeed, and I'd keep a very close eye on him when he goes around in the Inglis Banner, Nadia, while Vedora for Lloyd Kennewell isn't going around, obviously, in the Manicato on Friday night, but has just come back from a little bit of a freshen up after the Everest run and is looking to head across to Perth to go around in the Winterbottom and the railway, I believe it is, over there. So pretty pleased with the way Vidora's ticking along and looking for a trip over towards Perth.
Thank you very much for that, Rob.
No worries, Nadia.
There's Rob Nicholson with the latest from Trackwork this morning.